Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We got Beat the Bank coming up in about 30 minutes. Make sure you have that phone handy to call in and get us to lock you inside our bank vault where you can win up to $1,000. And the Kentucky Derby. It's the final qualifying round race. It's the Kelly Raspberry race today. You still have 10 minutes, about 13 minutes, to bet on your favorite horse.
Okay.
To see which one will win the race.
You can do that at KidNation.com, right?
Yeah, you can do that. You go to KidNation.com, and we'll pick a random person who picked the right horse to compete in tomorrow's race, which is the championship race.
That's where you get really paid.
That's where you get paid. $500 in cash, and then we'll give you $500 to bet on the actual Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
I mean, you could come out a big-time winner there.
Big time.
And this week, we've also been giving away some camps to kids, which I keep saying, this is a gift for the kid and the parent.
Yeah, right.
You know how I remember being a kid, and I was annoying to my parents during summer.
And you were bored.
Because I was bored. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have money to go to camp. So a lot of the times, camp can save families. Now, we've sent kids to the FC Barcelona soccer camp.
Mm-hmm.
We also sent one to we're going to send them to the FSU circus camp. But that one sounds fun.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then yesterday, we're sending a young lady to a football camp with NFL players. Because she plays football, and she's actually pretty dang good.
Mm-hmm.
3 sacks first game.
Right.
Try out for the junior high team next season.
So we need her to, you know, get those skills ready.
Dang right.
And today, Kelly, this one's right up your alley.
It's church camp.
Yeah. Now let's meet Daniela.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
You just woke up?
Thank you. No.
She just has one of those morning voices.
You know, kids keep it pretty calm and cool when they're on the radio. I like that, Daniela.
How old are you, Daniela?
How old am I?
Uh-huh.
I'm 14.
Okay. You're 14? Well, we received your letter. If you don't mind, Kelly Raspberry is going to read it right now.
Okay,
let's see what you wrote us.
Hi, my name is Daniela, and I would like to enter this contest and see if I could register for beach camp at my church. The camp is June 12th through 17th. Our church youth group is going to Orange Beach, Alabama.
Nice.
I heard that's wonderful.
Oh.
I know my parents don't have the money for me to attend because I have a big family. We're 4 kids and mom and dad, so they have to divide the money they make between all of us, and sometimes it's hard. I know this because I am 15 and I overhear conversations my little brothers don't. I would really like to go with the rest of my youth group. All the other kids are probably going like last year and I didn't get to go then. Mm. So this camp would be my first experience ever attending a summer camp. Never in my 15 years have I ever been able to attend a camp and experience something like that. Please don't take me wrong. I'm not complaining. But other than babysitting my brothers, I'd like the opportunity to build lasting friendships. Thank you for all you do, and may God bless you always, Daniela.
Oh, it's a very nice letter, Daniela.
Take me to
church. Well, Daniela, we're going to go ahead and send you to... I know, this song is probably not... I mean, he said, take me to church. That's what she wants to go to church camp.
I thought you thought that would change it or something. Take
me to
camp.
Yeah, I just realized what the song's about.
Take me to camp.
I just saw the lyrics.
Yeah.
Very fitting.
Yeah.
Daniela.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and send you to church camp this year.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
What do they do at church beach camp?
I think we go to the beach, and then we talk to people about Jesus and help them get closer to him.
That's sweet. So it's also like a missionary trip.
Yeah, because I'm sure your friends go, you know, every year in the summer, and then you get stuck at home with your little brothers and sisters.
Dude.
And all you hear about all the cool stories
mm-hmm.
and all the fun stuff they did at camp. This year you get to do that, Daniela.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
I guess I've kind of been to church camp, because I've been to Mexico to the beach several times.
Yeah.
And I see a girl walking by in a bikini. I'm like, Lord, have mercy.
Much different now.
Woo!
Much different.
Yeah, I wonder if they have, like, rules on bathing suits.
Yeah. Can you wear a bathing suit at beach
church camp?
Of course
you can.
Dania?
Yeah, but I think you have to wear like shorts over it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you're getting water, so you got to bathe to get water.
Of course you can.
Yeah, but when I went to camp, we have to wear our jeans. It was bad.
Wait,
talk about getting out of the water with waterlogged jeans.
Wait, so you had to swim in jeans?
It was a mess.
Really?
Our church was very strict.
That's heavy.
Yeah, I could have drowned.
Oh, my God.
Well, Danielle,
and also with a brick in your pocket.
Yeah, Danielle, we'll hook you up with Kelly, who will give you all the tips for church camp.
All right.
Thank you. Good luck. Have fun.
Hey, Daniela.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So cool, calm, and collected. I like her.
beach camp, beach church camp. That's cool.
Now we're gonna continue this summer camp giveaway into next week.
Really? Because we got so many letters. Thank
we
you
got
guys
so
right
many
now.
Letters. Yeah. And yesterday my wife says, "Oh man, my friend just sent me the letter. We're gonna enter into the contest, or we entered into the contest for the summer camp where your husband works." And I said, "Oh really? Well, I would like to look at this letter. Okay. You know, I want to pre-read it. Maybe it's a really good one."
So these are friends that you hang out with and stuff.
This is my wife's friend. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and make this one an honorable mention.
Okay.
Because I seriously don't understand if these camps exist. So let me become a child real quick.
Okay.
How old?
Hello.
Hi. Okay. I would like to read my letter right now.
Okay.
Dear Radio people.
Radio people.
When I grow up, I want to be a ninja.
Oh. Mm.
To be a ninja, I need to train to be a ninja.
Sure.
I don't want to go to college. I need ninja camp. Here's a ninja star I drew. P.S. from Oliver.
Oh, okay. Ninja camp. Ninja training camp.
I mean, that's cool.
You know what? They have space camp.
Right.
It absolutely does exist.
It does.
They have teacher camp.
Yep.
They have camps for everything else, so.
Oh, maybe I will send Oliver to Ninja Camp.
Okay, good, because Ninja Camp is in Bali.
In Bali? Like Bali?
And that's gorgeous across the world.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do that one. That might be a little expensive.
Yeah. Well, if he's a ninja, he can probably get on. Just hang on to a plane.
Maybe I could send him to like Ultimate Ninja School.
Well, yeah, you're a fan of the ninja.
There's one in the United States.
Ninja Warrior.
There's a bunch. Yeah.
I just thought it was funny. Dear Radio people, you can't even say.
Can't even say our names.
Come on, man. I'm friends with your mama.
Cut to the chase.
Not even like, hey, Kid Craddock Morning.
Hey, radio people.
Hey, radio people. Listen to me.
Well, maybe there's a blanket letter to several morning shows.
Yeah, I guess so. I thought it was pretty funny. Our show is doing something real cool with Flush the Format, which we do every single Friday.
Yeah.
What is that, Al? That's where
we just pretty much play anything that we want for about 15, 20 minutes to start off our weekend on Friday morning.
A lot of throwbacks.
Yeah.
Like if we want to play Millie Jackson. We'd play Millie Jackson.
We probably wouldn't, but.
Yeah, we would.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Real quick.
I have a dream.
I know. What are we doing? I have a dream. This is what we do in February.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a cool letter, you know, and it's one of those things where maybe we'll keep it going throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Where we get something and it's.
If it's something that sticks out, it kind of grabs us.
Yeah.
We try and do something with it.
And here's what I Have a Dream is. It's where you write us and you let us know what you've always wanted to do. I mean, it could be as big as climbing a mountain.
Yeah, some guy wanted to do like Kilimanjaro or something.
Yeah, and so
we helped him do it.
And he put the Kid Craddock Morning Show flag up there when he got to the top, and he had tried before and didn't make it. Second time was a charm.
I went with a girl whose dream, just to show you the opposite end, something small. Her dream was to feed a bear. So we found a sanctuary, and of course I hopped in on this, and we fed grizzlies Fig Newtons.
That was
pretty
cool.
Awesome.
And you have video of you with a bear.
Yeah, we fed bears. I mean, and that was her dream.
Yeah, one lady that wanted to conquer her fear of roller coasters. I don't know why she wanted me to go with her because I'm scared of roller coasters too, but we did. We rode a roller coaster together and conquered her fear. So,
and we had a couple that really desperately wanted to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way for her to do that was in vitro, but that's expensive. Mm-hmm. Kelly, you went through that and it's painful and sometimes it doesn't even take, so. We got her set up with Kelly's doctor and
Dr. Duty.
They have a nice little baby now, probably 1 or 2 years old.
Oh, yeah,
We got to do a little catch up with them, see how the baby's doing.
Let's revisit. I Have a Dream. What's the dream today?
Well, we have a letter. Kelly, could you read that letter for us real quick?
I'd be happy to. I'm good at reading stuff.
You are.
Yeah.
Kelly's having a rough day today because she got hacked yesterday.
Well, I just got another message saying that someone just tried to. Get another passcode for me.
Hopefully
stuff's happening.
I know. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Yeah. All right. So my name is Sean Lee, and I'm an avid listener of the Kid Craddock Morning Show because, frankly, I find you guys to be hilarious.
Well, thank you, Sean Lee.
Thank you, Sean Lee. In addition to you always cracking me up, my favorite thing on the show is Friday morning's Flush the Format. The first time I heard DJ Mike Morse mixing and mashing up new and old music together, I was blown away and inspired. I thought to myself, man, I'd love to do that. I know radio stations have program directors who determine the format and what music gets played every day. The fact that you guys can play whatever you want during Flush the Format makes it that much cooler. You see, I'm a DJ who mixes at clubs, pubs, weddings, but one of my dreams has always been to be a DJ live on the radio. I've been touched in the past by wishes you've granted for other, perhaps more deserving people than myself. However, if you'd allow me the opportunity to make people happy on a Friday morning by serving up some fun mixes, you'd help fulfill one of the things on my bucket list. For me, it's not about ego and fame. I just want to experience what it's like to put hundreds of thousands of people in a good mood for the day and think to themselves, that was pretty cool.
It's actually right. 47.
Yeah, he's rounding up.
Yeah. Thank you, though. Yeah.
Please consider granting my lifelong wish of DJing on the radio. I promise you won't be disappointed. Thanks for your time. God bless. Respectfully, Sean Lee.
That's a question I get asked a lot by DJs because, you know, if we go out to a club or whatever, they'll come up and go, how do I get myself on the radio?
Yeah. And I'm like, buy a limo. That's how I did it.
Yeah, that's how. But no, I'm talking about mixed DJs.
I don't know how to DJ.
That's the world.
That's tough. A lot of people think we're DJs, like, in that sense. And I'm like, no, I mean, I could hit play on a playlist.
Right, right.
That's the extent of my DJ capabilities.
I did some parties about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But, man, it's hard.
It is tough.
DJing is tough.
I actually started out doing DJing parties and stuff at my high school, Business Management Center. And Kirk and I were DJing together. And I'd get paid, like, maybe $30 an hour.
Right.
And I thought making $100 DJing, I'm like, I'm going to be rich. This is going to be awesome.
Nope.
But no, to be the one controlling the music's a cool feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, Sean actually came by the studio today.
Really?
So he's around. Let's bring Sean Lee into the studio.
Okay. All right.
Well, we better be granting his wish.
Hey, Sean Lee.
I know. Since he's in here.
What's happening,
What's
brother?
What's up, man?
How we doing?
Doing good.
So a big time DJ, huh?
Big time. Big time now, anyway.
What kind of DJ work do you do right now?
Right now, I'm your proverbial DJ on the weekends kind of guy.
Yeah.
So I've got a professional job, but
what's your normal job?
Bars, pubs, and I do weddings. So
yeah.
But during the week, you know, weekends, you're DJs. What do you do during the week?
During the week, if you've seen the movie Office Space, I'm literally Peter.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Quite literally, yes. Software company. I train school districts on how to use software.
Have you seen my Tapler? Everything with Tapler?
Exactly.
Can you fix my email?
Yeah, can you help Kelly with
I'm
her
really
hacking?
Sorry about that. Yeah, that I heard it on the way here, and that's just that's brutal. That now, violation now, feeling.
Sean,
been there.
I know. Poor Kelly. But this,
well, the fact that they're still doing it while I'm on here and there's nothing I can do about it.
I know. We'll keep an eye on it. But Sean, have you gone? What measures have you gone through to try to be on the radio? Because you said that's your ultimate goal.
You know, honestly, I haven't really done much. I've always seen radio as a kind of you love it job.
Yeah.
Unless you're like you guys, you're a personality on the air. I know that there's not a whole lot of money in it. So,
no.
And most of the places where I'm from didn't have DJs that traditionally get on turntables and mix or turntablist types.
Yeah.
So, saw Mike Morris at a bridal show, had a chat with him.
Thought I would
shoot him an email.
Yeah.
Kind of throwing my letter out there. I'm assuming that got mixed in with the one that said, I want to meet Kelly Raspberry. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a two for
you
one.
You picked a good day for that.
Look at that. She's in a great
two birds, one stone kind of morning for me.
Yeah. You couldn't have picked a better day.
Right. Now, she said her best today.
We already have our own DJ, Mike Morris. He does the Flush the Formats. And we asked Mike, hey, Mike, would you mind sleeping in on Friday? And he said, heck yeah. So we're going to go ahead and let you DJ live during tomorrow's Flush the Format. If you're willing and able to come
in. Absolutely. That would rock.
Got to get up early 2 days in a row. Is today Thursday?
Today is Thursday, Kelly Raspberry.
Man. Now, it's very important to tell us a few of your favorite artists right now.
Oh, God.
Or even throwback. What some things to look forward to.
You know, I'm digging Pitbull and Neo's new song.
Yeah.
I like all old school, Bell Biv DeVoe.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we can play anything we want, Sean.
I hear this.
Anything.
I hear
anything.
This.
Al, you have any requests?
Sure. You know what? We haven't played in a long time. We haven't played Kirk Franklin's Stomp.
You want Stomp?
Kid used to love to play that.
Okay.
Old school.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like Juvenile, Back That Thing Up. That's one of my favorite rap songs of all time.
Oh, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, packed the dance floor a few times.
Yeah.
If you could do any Third Eye Blind, I would like that. I'm feeling a little Third Eye Blind-ish.
All right. Oh, making it interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe some Blake Shelton, Neon Lights.
Oh, Al, don't be greedy with your requests.
Kelly?
Gosh, I'm torn between Duran Duran or the Monkees. Just maybe. Surprise me.
Surprise her with that. So, Sean, you're going to come in tomorrow, ready to go. You're going to be live on the radio for the first time ever. This is your dream.
Game face.
I mean, yeah. It's
game face.
You never know what could happen.
Do you
after
have a
that.
Catchphrase, like when you're at the bar and you hear, you know, like, it's 10 p.m. It's time to, I don't know, whatever corny thing people say.
I don't get on the mic where I'm at.
You don't?
Which is unusual. Yeah, I've done that most of my life. But the place I spin at now, a little Irish pub in Uptown, I don't do it.
What's your nickname? What's your DJ nickname?
Just DJ Sean Lee.
DJ Sean Lee.
Yeah.
Sean Lee. It's a cool name.
Yeah.
You know, when you're 18, you want to do something crazy like DJ Drop the Bomb or something like that. But
David Guetta kept his name on
when
there.
When you grow up, you just use your name.
Exactly. But so make sure you listen to the show tomorrow morning, 7, 6 Central. Sean Lee is going to have his first ever live DJ set.
Nice.
Making his radio debut. Or debut.
Oh, you put two words together. His
debut.
His radio debut. That's what I like about you, Jason.
I meant to do that.
You're conserving energy by smashing words together.
You're having your debut tomorrow, Sean Lee. Are you excited?
I am now.
By the way, you can go to djseanlee.com if you want to try to hire him. And your Twitter, yours works, at djseanlee.
I'd hate to kill my 25 followers. So.
Wow. Diego and Kelly right there.
Oh, really?
And that's Sean, S-E-A-N, DJ Sean Lee.
Cool.
Yeah. Are you ready, Sean?
I'm ready.
You excited?
Wait, thanks so much.
Can you try your radio voice for us real quick?
Tune in to Kid Craddock.
Yeah.
My man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Even better news. It's time to play Beat the Bank. Win you some money, up to $1,000, depending on how much you're willing to gamble and stay in that vault. If the door closes, you get nothing, though. We need a player. Call number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll get you in to play Beat the Bank.
Way to go, Kelly. You're trying.
You're holding on.
You're hanging
by
in.
By the way, if you're just joining us, Kelly was horribly hacked yesterday. Like, everything.
Hacked in the worst way.
So she's been dealing with everything during the breaks.
I'm trying to.
And this was after she had to do a team event yesterday, and you know, Kelly don't like those.
After that. So if anybody's trying to email me, I can't get anything right now.
Okay.
You all know who you are.
How do I get a hold of you right now, Kelly?
Your smoke signals.
Smoke signals.
Come by the house.
There you go.
Come down here.
Yeah.
If you need Kelly, it's like the old-fashioned days. Just, you know, call her.
It really makes you want to get rid of everything. It's like, but I can't. Yeah. You know, I was trying to explain to the hackers last night. I was like, this is my job. I have to have these accounts back.
You're ruining it for everybody.
Well,
that's what freaks me out about this whole situation. You've spoken on the phone to the person that hacked you.
Yeah, they called me.
Yeah.
Man, okay.
That's sketchy. Al, I found a guy you would probably idolize because he did something that you have always wanted to do.
What's that?
You know how that police chase that was going on?
Yeah.
And you were thinking about putting your truck in the middle of the street?
Oh, I was going to do it. I went out and sat in my truck. I was waiting on the police chase to pass by the bar, and I was going to, like, take my truck and put it in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And so the guy would run into it.
Yeah. Law enforcement loves the
along with
loves
the
hero. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but they made a turn and went the other way. Go ahead.
So this guy in Oklahoma got to live out your fantasy, Al. His name is Floyd Briggs.
Oh, yes.
That sounds like a guy who does some real deal.
That's like Lethal Weapon almost.
Yeah, check out what Floyd Briggs did.
Our story begins near 8th and Iowa and ends...
That white one right there.
Across the street from Floyd Briggs.
Just coming down through here going, wah, 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 and I thought, uh-oh.
He's describing a motorcycle that police had pursued through city streets and alleys till the driver, Michael Coppedge, came to a Floyd in the road.
I said, well, I got to stop this guy before he hurts a little kid. Mm-hmm. And I run out here and kind of getting ready for him. Yeah, I ain't no football player either. And he laid that bike over about here and slid all the way that pickup. Run around that fence right there, and I just went after him. I was running out of steam pretty quick. I'm not very aerodynamic.
But Floyd managed to chase him right into the waiting arms of Chickasha police. And for neighbors that caught this camoed cavalier in action, he's got a message.
I did use some language that just isn't how I talk. And I'd like to apologize to them folks because that was kind of uncalled for. Some of the words I use, I'm pretty worked up. And I'm sorry for that. Wah, 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 and I thought,
uh-oh. That's a hero. That's what Al wants to do.
So he just went out in the road?
He went out there
with no car
or
nothing.
Like a linebacker.
Just went out in the middle of the road and stood there for the motorcycle to
avoid
him or hit him.
In his overalls, Al, with his cool hat that he's wearing.
Yeah, look at Duck Dynasty out there in the middle of the street.
And his camo shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know how the motorcycle guy saw him with that camo shirt, but he did.
His overalls. Wow. Did he chase him in those overalls?
And then he chased him.
And tackled him?
Yeah. Again, what happened, Floyd?
Wah, 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 and I thought, uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it.
I want to meet Floyd.
I love that story.
I want to meet Floyd Briggs so bad.
I love that story, man.
I don't care if you're not aerodynamic, Floyd.
He's a man.
You're a man.
Fearless.
That's awesome.
So see you out.
It can be done.
Don't put your truck out there. Just stand out there.
Use your body.
Well, yeah. See, that difference is the guy was on a motorcycle. See, the other guy was like in a car, in a vehicle.
Yeah.
And no.
And now, what's going on? You were bringing up this the Popeye story.
This lady, I just had it in front of me. But this lady,
Marissa Holcomb.
She, yes, this is the lady that worked at Popeye's.
Yeah.
And they got robbed. They got robbed. They were really busy. It was on a Tuesday. And Popeye's, if you don't know it, Popeye's has this two-piece special on Tuesday for like $1.49.
They go up on a Tuesday.
They went up
they
on
go
a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. So they had a lot. She had a lot of money in the till, right?
They got robbed on a Tuesday.
And so she got robbed. The guy got away with $400 because that's how much she had in her register.
Right.
See, she subsequently got fired by Popeye's because she had too much money in her cash register.
Now, by the way, Marissa is pregnant.
Yeah, 5 months, right?
Held at gunpoint.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is not what you want to do to a 5 month, you know, pregnant woman. Because that could be bad for the baby.
And they fired her.
And then they fired her.
Now, they got a lot of bad publicity on this. And this is an independently owned Popeye's.
Yeah, it wasn't the
So they gave her another job at another location.
Good.
Right? I don't know if it's owned by the same people or not, but it's another location.
I have a feeling it's probably not the same.
Probably. You're probably
it's
right.
It's not the same location.
Because they fired her because they asked her to repay
money. I'm sorry. Yeah, I left that out. Yeah.
That was the reason. They said you have to repay what was stolen out of the register.
Right.
And she said, no.
No.
I was held at gunpoint.
Well, yeah. Probably can't afford it. Yeah.
Right.
Emotional distress and probably can't afford it. Yes.
So some lawyer has contacted this young lady, and she is now suing Popeye's for $5.5 million.
Wow. Well.
Now, I don't know how they come up with a figure on that, and I would venture to say, this is just my
opinion. Are you going to venture? Thanks, Al. Yeah.
That they'll probably just settle out of court, because this is just bad all the way around.
Yeah.
This is just bad. They just want this to go away.
And by the
lawyer probably knows that.
Her first day at the new Popeye's location is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Right.
So, go visit her.
Yes.
Very nice visit.
Oh, man.
Beat the bang. Come on now. Beat the bang.
There you go, big Al. See, Al gets us in the groove.
The bang.
Hey, Natalie Mills. How you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. You are car number 13.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe I actually got through.
Well,
congratulations on that part.
Can you tell us your secret? Because we get asked that a lot.
Just keep on trying to call.
Keep on keeping on, right? There's no science to it. It's just basically a lottery.
Keep trying. Keep trying.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've got two boys. I'm married. I just dropped them off at school, actually, and I'm on my way to work. I work at a car dealership.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Slinging and dealing.
What kind of cars are you selling down there?
We sell Nissans.
Oh.
I work in the office.
That's my first car.
That's the second. Did we have someone else that worked in the business
office?
Uh-huh.
Accounting, I think.
Yeah. Great.
My first car was a 200SX. It was awesome.
Well, Natalie, let's hook you up with some money here, hopefully, with Beat the Bank. We're going to throw you into the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. You're going to hear the banker. He's going to be yelling some numbers at you. He tends to get feisty.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the number you like, you just yell stop. Can you say stop for me?
Stop.
Oh,
very good.
I'm only gonna be able to tell when you say stop.
Perfect.
But if it closes on you, Natalie, you're gonna win nothing. So make sure you gamble just about right.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Can you do that for me?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Natalie. Here we go. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$230.
A banker's comp today and nice.
Good.
$250. $350.
Come on, banker.
$480. $500. $520.
Stop.
Oh, $520.
All right, Natalie.
I think you played that well. I don't know how high it goes.
$520, Natalie.
Woo, I'm excited.
What are you going to do?
That's about what I was looking for.
Okay.
Good. That was the number you had.
I mean, I would have taken more, but
yeah.
Sure.
But you feel good about it.
Yes.
You would have taken more. Let's hear how much more you could have taken if you held on a little bit longer, Natalie.
Okay.
It was for fun.
530.
Like 10 more.
Bucks. 540. 550.
Oh my gosh.
That increments of 10, banker. Come on. Banker?
Oh my gosh.
590.
He's going to go.
690.
Oh, he's going to go. He's going to go.
He's going crazy.
You think?
He's going to go.
700.
Banker's nuts.
He's going to go.
Nah. Hey, I was wrong.
You got a good chunk of it there, Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
I did good. I'm happy.
Yes, we're proud of you. Yes, what are you going to do with the money?
Well, we just had to get a new air conditioner for our house, so it'll probably go towards that.
Yeah. There you go.
Again, people, real don't people? Buy real. A house.
I'm the only one that's listened.
Don't buy a house. Squirrels get in your house and chew on your wires. Natalie needs a new air conditioner. The water heaters I heard go out sometimes.
Sometimes. That's all right.
Congratulations, Natalie.
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get you your money. We're going to be playing Beat the Bank again in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how much it goes up then.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kentucky Derby's this weekend.
Kelly's going.
Kelly, you're leaving tomorrow?
Have you got your hat?
Tomorrow. I did buy a hat. I went to a hat store, and they are not cheap.
Nope.
You go to the hood?
No, I didn't.
You didn't go to the Black Lady hat store?
I don't really know where that is.
The Black Lady hat store?
Come on.
I don't know where the Black Lady hat store
is. Google it.
South.
And Google
it.
How do I Google?
Just go
okay,
south.
You Google Black Lady hat store.
Just drive south.
Usually, yeah.
That's what Al always tells
me. South side of Chicago, South LA. Uh-huh. You know, it's always south side of town.
And go a little bit central as well.
And I don't know how to travel with a hat, so I guess I'm going to wear it on the plane.
Okay.
Like your sister did.
Hat box.
No, not at the department store. They did not. They just put it in a plastic bag.
Huh. But roughly,
I got one on sale. It's not that big. I've got to be on the red carpet interviewing people.
Yeah.
And they told me they wanted me to wear a hat, but I guarantee you the minute I put my hat on, they're going to say, we can't see your face. Take it off.
What's the diameter of the hat?
It's not that big. It's not that big.
No.
It's as big as my head.
Okay.
So that's pretty darn big.
Compared to an
umbrella.
Actually,
it's a little small. I mean, as far as the, you know, the headband, hat band, because they're all one size fits all. I'm sorry. Why do they assume we all have the same size head?
Yeah, we don't.
So anyway, I got it on sale. It was still a lot.
Yeah.
I think $40 for a hat I'm going to wear once.
$40? I mean, for a Sunday Kentucky Derby type hat?
Yeah. Some people spend
that's thousands.
I know, but I mean,
No, it's not worth it.
Right.
Yeah. Did you look up the horses yet, Kelly?
Of my race or the real
the Kentucky Derby?
The real one. I have not.
Diana on Facebook sent me the link because obviously we didn't do it.
No, we're lazy.
we kept talking about doing it.
We're busy, yeah.
Google. Before we get to the Kelly Raspberry horses again, some of these names, I don't know how the name, like Ocho 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 is one of the horses.
Is that 888?
Yeah, in Spanish.
Okay.
Then you got Carpe Diem, Materiality, Tencender. Danzig Moon.
See, those are...
It's just weird names. Huh. Move Taihij.
Yeah, a lot of Indian-sounding names, right?
Yeah, El Cabir.
Mm-hmm.
Bolo. Yeah, Bolo in there.
Bolo only live once.
American Pharaoh is one of the horses. Mr. Z, War Story.
Yeah, that's one of the favorites, right? American Pharaoh.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
I wish Jay Farrell would have won the Jenner race because then we would have double Farrells for the derbies.
Do they have any odds on this roster that you just read off
of? Yeah, American Pharaoh appears to me and my excellent odd reading abilities.
Uh-huh.
American Pharaoh's 5-2.
Okay, so that's probably the sure money.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Danzig Moon because that's the number 5 horse. So,
what's the long shot?
And that's his lucky number.
The long shot would be the 50. I have to look at all of them right now. There's two horses in here with 50-1 odds. Ocho, Ocho, Ocho is in post 1.
Oh.
And the other 50-1 is Keen Ice.
That's bad, right? 50-1 means you're not going to probably win.
Not good odds.
Yeah.
But if they do.
The favorites are American Pharaoh with 5-2, and the 3-1 odds are Dortmund. Dortmund is the horse. So those are, I guess. That would be the two favorites, right?
And keeping up with the sports, the other big event is the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight
about.
This weekend.
Yeah.
That's on Saturday,
it's big,
Kelly.
Man.
Yep,
there's so much going
night.
On this weekend.
Yeah, Jenna, you have an article of what Floyd Mayweather spends a day.
I get really into this. That's why I've been going to boxing classes lately. And by going to boxing classes, I went to one. But I get really into it, and I watch all the specials on Showtime. All right. I get excited about this, watching them train.
This will rock
your world. Yeah, because it's obviously the most expensive fight for everyone, whether you're going, whether you're buying it alone on television, whether you're a bar owner buying it. It's just setting records. So they say Floyd is going to make likely $180 million, and Pacquiao is going to make $100. Floyd's net worth right now is estimated at $300 million. So this guy is so rich, but he spends a lot of money. Like, how about this little tidbit? He, leading up to this fight, since it was announced in the beginning of the year, he spends $4,000 a day on food.
$4,000 a day.
He signed his contract for the fight using an 18-karat gold pen that's worth $4,000.
This is Floyd Mayweather, super rich.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. $4,000 a day on food.
Yep, yep.
What's that expensive?
Well, the private chef.
He has a private chef.
And then he eats only the best.
Yeah. He has to eat a lot. Yeah, and then this other little thing about his mouthpiece.
Yeah.
He has a $25,000 mouth guard that is made of real $100 bills.
I've heard now he's just doing that for show, and he's not going to actually wear that during the fight.
Because it's really just for show.
Right, okay, I hope
That's what I've heard, that he's going to...
Well, we'll find out.
And if you're a fan, you can get a lookalike mouthpiece that has the flecks of gold that, so it's not real.
Yeah, yeah.
But the doctor who does his mold is selling these Mayweather-branded mouth guards for a totally reasonable
$230. $230.
Must be nice to be Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy.
Regardless, he's going to get paid, even if he loses or wins.
Yep.
So Mayweather production.
Yeah. Not with the Kentucky Derby. You must win to win your money. Kelly.
Yes.
Would you like to hear the favorites for your race?
Yes, I would like to see what people think.
Okay, we have five horses in the race, and the least favorite to win your race, Kelly, is Celebrity Apologist. Only 7% of Kid Nation thought Celebrity Apologist would win.
I'm not feeling that one either.
Hmm. Yeah,
that was my pick too.
The second least favorite is Billy's Filly. That came in at 17%.
Billy's Filly.
I didn't even remember that horse.
Billy's Filly. That's the number three horse.
Okay.
The third least favorite was Concealed Handgun. Now it gets a little bit tighter. 21%.
I would like to rename Concealed Handgun just, you know, in honor of my daughter.
A.K.A.
Emma Kelly.
Emma Kelly. Okay.
Because I would like her to have a little part of this race.
EK47.
Okay. I like that.
And Love Me Tender Wolf came in with 23% as a second favorite horse.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And your favorite to win the race, according to Kid Nation, is Two Drink.
Yeah, that's my bet.
With 31%.
What did you guys bet on?
I thought it was Celebrity Apologist, I think.
I don't remember.
I went with Tender Wolf.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was
my now I'm going to call an audible, and I'm voting for my daughter.
Okay.
I know she's listening.
EK47, a.k.a. Concealed Handgun.
All right.
By the way, happy birthday, Bill. It's his birthday today, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah, Kelly told me.
Yep.
And it's Caroline Craddock's.
Happy birthday, Caroline Craddock. All right.
And that's the extent of our birthday shout out.
Yeah. Don't call and ask for one, because we only get two a day, and that was it.
All right.
Let's get to the race.
And welcome back to Kid Nation Downs on this Thursday for the Kelly race for the Kentucky Derby. The winner of this race receives a sausage bouquet. And now let's meet the field. Number one is Celebrity Apologist.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand, has a good chance in this race because he's been training hard, and you see, you have to understand that he's just number one and really does have to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Two Drink. Easily, this horse is way more fun than anybody else in this race. Number three is Billy's Filly. Left the Belmont early last summer to come back and train for this one to be razor sharp. Number four is Love Me Tender Wolf, sending the message that he's going to be tough in this one. And number five is Concealed Handgun. This horse wins today's race. Everybody in attendance receives a $10 Groupon. And now off to the start for today's Kelly race.
Watch on KickTV.com.
All right.
They're off. Celebrity Apologist came out slowly, but you have to understand it's been a tough go in that world out there.
Yeah.
It's not easy sometimes.
Yeah,
it's probably going to come from behind.
Okay.
Billy's Filly getting out to the front. Two Drink has got speed from the inside second. These two are clearly fastest. Concealed Handgun trying to fire up in third.
Come on, McKelly.
Love Me Tender Wolf. A lot of views, but not a lot of runs so far. Is back and forth. and celebrity apologist. You have to understand it's a different world out there. I'm just not quite getting involved at this point. They come to the top of the stretch, and come Phillies on, Philly is suddenly looking frisky.
What?
And
what?
Phillies Philly coming up to the lead now. Whoa. Can't wait to get back to the stable. And overtaking Two Drink, who's running a ragged course. Two Drink is all over the track.
What?
And so Phillies Philly is on the way to victory. Ooh. It's Phillies Philly to capture the sausage bouquet in today's Philly race.
It's a shocker.
And it was Two Drink, Love Me Tenderwolf, Concealed Handgun, and Celebrity Apologist.
Oh. Shocking ending.
Celebrity Apologies is last.
Billy's Philly, the second least favorite horse in the race.
On his birthday, though. What a birthday
present. That would have won you a lot of money in the Kentucky Derby right there.
So if you chose Billy's Philly to win Kelly's race.
Billy's Philly won.
Yeah.
Shocking, but you're going to be entered tomorrow
in
the big finale. Yes,
someone random's going to get chosen, and then we have our four winning horses tomorrow.
Here are your Friday horses.
Okay.
This is the championship. You got Monday's winner, Baby Blazer. All right. You got Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings. That's the Big Al Mac race from Tuesday. Swimming with Pigs from the Jenna race, one on Wednesday. And today, Billy's Philly.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to play Beat the Bank again. This is where you can win up to $1,000. But first, we need a player. We're looking for caller number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. You'll get in there. We'll throw money amounts at you. The one you like, you say stop. That's how much money you win. But if it closes, you win nothing. By the way, Al, what happened to Eskimo Assistant?
She moved.
Okay.
I think.
Back to Alaska?
I don't think she went back to Alaska, but I believe she moved out of the area.
Yeah. I was wondering, right?
Yeah.
That reminded me about her.
And the glasses are real, by the way.
Okay, good. Yeah. No, they're not.
Real vanity glasses.
So yesterday, the entire office.
Everybody. Lottie, Dottie, everybody.
Everybody. It was one of those moments where you experience teamwork. You know, you get together and you have an office outing.
Workplace bonding.
That's supposed to better your environment at work.
And bring us closer together as friends and coworkers. So
that's a plan.
You may not even know it. There's like 20-something people at work here.
Yeah.
You know, you hear these four voices, sometimes five voices on the radio, but there's a lot of people at work here doing who knows what.
So
I have no idea.
We split the teams into boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even because we have 12 boys.
Yeah.
About 12 boys, I believe. And how many girls? Nine?
Nine women. Nine women. I know you're boys, but we have nine women.
Oh, I'm sorry. Women. And
we went to this place.
We did it. It's called Escape Expert.
Uh-huh.
And they have a bunch of different rooms. Some are more difficult than others. We went with the second hardest room.
To get out
of. I thought it was the first.
No, it was the second.
Second hardest.
They have a 20-something percent.
It was 22% escape rate.
Yeah.
I gotta say, he got this idea. Just I don't know if you talk to him as much. They went to one of these places in Nashville, and one of his children pointed this place out, escape room type thing. And they went. He said it was the most fun he'd ever had. And he came down here trying to find one, and they couldn't find one. And they found one who wasn't that good. And so they came up with this themselves, mm-hmm. husband and wife team. Mm-hmm. And they met on eHarmony, by the way.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh. And really cool. And the wife designed all of the clues herself. She's come up with all of these things herself. But they run this as a family business.
And they did a great job. We don't want to give away what's in these rooms because people do want to go, you know, experience this.
Yeah, but look, there's a timer on the wall. There's a couple rooms. There's a lot of locks of different kinds, some with just the codes you scroll to. Some are push electronic buttons. You got to find clues on pieces of paper. Locked drawers,
it's
hidden
so
doors.
Cool.
It is really cool.
Maps, and it's just, you know, a lot of brain teasers and a lot of teamwork.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult.
So you're touching on your investigative skills, on mm-hmm. your observation skills. There's mental logic skills.
And math.
There's math.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
thankfully a calculator.
There's twists and turns all over this mission that you're supposed to do.
And mm-hmm. you're supposed to get out of this room. Well, get out of this room into the next room, then into the next room, and then out. In 1 hour, or less than an hour.
Yep. At least that's how our room is. I don't know if every room's that
way. Yeah, it's 60 minutes.
Yeah.
What they did for us, normally when the 60 minutes is up, that's it. You don't.
Right, you're done.
It's done, game over. But because we were in a competition, they let us take as long as we needed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're watching you on a little closed circuit camera. So and you have a walkie-talkie. So if you kind of get stuck, you can radio the owner.
You can buy a clue.
The manager, whatever. Hey, can you give me a clue? Can you tell me
right.
this?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that?
You're allowed three. Yeah, yeah, you're allowed three clues. Yeah.
Three free ones and then three that would penalize you 5 minutes each.
Right. Yeah.
Now, we don't know who won. Nobody knows. We only know Al and I know the guy's time.
Yeah.
Kelly and Jenna, I'm sure you guys know the girl's time. Mm-hmm. How would you guys rate your teamwork as girls? As women, I mean.
Well, I just stayed out of it for the most part.
Why?
That's a teamwork,
Kelly. Because there's nine of us scrambling around. I did my parts here and there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I assembled some puzzles. I went and searched for things. But when it came to the overall testing of the locks and that
okay.
sort of stuff, I let the other people
well,
handle
there's
that.
A chair in the room, and I just, as soon as we got in there, I said, Kelly's been sitting
no.
here.
No.
It's still warm from Kelly's butt.
I never sat down. I always stood.
Okay.
No. Kelly was into it at first, and then she...
I got over it
very
quickly.
And then she got over it very quickly, and then she at least stood, and she would stay with the group, but I would overhear her saying, I don't like this.
Okay. So, not a big fan. We got video of this whole ordeal.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh,
great.
The cast was... we had microphones on our bodies. So, Kelly and Jenna, we have audio
yeah.
from while you guys were doing it. And
I don't think
Al
there's that much interesting audio.
Well, let's take a listen yeah. to how the guys were interacting inside the room.
Okay.
Look inside. Look inside. Are these colors?
Bring it. Bring it.
Open. Yeah. Yes.
Boom.
Go. Oh, well, you got the passport.
Got the passport.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, through this door. Oh.
Nice. Oh, all right. X map marks the spot.
Hey,
guys. Listen.
These telegraphs.
Boom. Yeah.
There it is.
That goes in. Does that go in that thing?
Yeah!
Oh. Oh. Open it. Push it.
Yeah. Basically, every time we got a clue right, we would cheer.
A party going on.
High fiving.
Oh, yeah, that's why y'all smelled so bad. Y'all were just celebrating so hard.
I mean, we're bro hugging.
Yeah.
We would find one little clue and we'd be like, yeah! The greatest moment in life just occurred every 3 minutes. Let's hear how the girls did
all right.
with their teamwork.
Oh. Okay, we put the puzzle together, but we don't.
What is Perth?
Perth is a city.
Oh. This guy, right? Perth is right here.
Yeah, that has something to do with something.
I'm kind of over this already.
I feel like once we get the first one, then yeah.
Well, I don't even understand what we're supposed to be doing now. Does this pen mean anything? It's just laying here. I didn't come up with nothing.
Uh-huh.
Did anybody notice this little piece of trash, or is that one of ours? Well, don't do that. That could be a clue.
I know. I was like, someone's going to look at that earlier and be like, that's hers. I just didn't have any pockets, so I didn't know where to put it.
I got it.
Yay!
Yes! Yay! Yes! Yes!
Thank God.
What's
all right.
It's so bendy.
Oh, no.
Key.
Key to that box.
Uh-huh.
Almost there. We're out of here.
All
push
right.
the red button.
All right.
Oh, man.
I basically got my purse and said thank you very much and left. I was late
for lunch.
Oh, my
gosh. Kelly was out.
Was late.
That was you guys finishing?
Yeah, we finished at that point.
That is it?
Like, we were happy when we finished. Y'all were like, oh, about time. Y'all were just relieved, I think, when you finished.
We obviously finished under 60 minutes.
We don't know. Don't give away any clues.
I think the reason at some point you get it is frustrating, and we were real in the beginning. We were just knocking things out, you know, and after a certain amount of time, we made pretty good time getting through to the last room. But, you know, when you're so close to the end, it took us so long at the very end to do something that we all just started getting really defeated.
The thing with the magnet, it was really
It was
difficult.
A weapon.
Because that was one thing that only one person could do.
Right.
And we're all just standing there, and it's like the last thing, and we just got so defeated that it was like, all right, finally, by the time I got the code on the last
door,
no one was behind me after I put in like a 20-digit code, and then it was like, all right.
Let me bring in a lady team member and the one who showed the most excitement in that sound clip, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, you seemed excited.
I was working the locks. I was on the ladies' team.
Did you use your leather, what do you call it?
They wouldn't let me.
Leatherman?
No, they would not let me.
Okay.
Was the life sucked out of you at moments, at certain moments? Be honest.
Well, yes.
Who was doing the sucking?
Me.
No.
I don't care. It's
me. I got to tell you, Kelly was a lifesaver at times.
She was.
Because I can't do puzzles.
Uh-huh.
There are things that I am not good at that Kelly is great at.
See, Kelly, you should have been excited.
I figured out a couple of things.
Yeah.
I did. But you've got nine people trying to figure out one thing, and it's
frustrating.
Not fun.
You
for
know,
me.
We finished. Yay.
Maybe next time we can, like, pick teams and, you know, maybe not have a whole office outing.
What do you mean that a whole office?
We don't necessarily need everybody
the guy even
there.
Said, smaller groups work better.
I think five, like five and five.
So we could have done like three or four teams?
Okay.
I think the office is awesome, but maybe we had too many people there.
Nick, you were on the guy team.
Yes.
This is Nick right here. He does stuff.
Lots of stuff.
He's one of our producers, and you had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Right? We were all having a fun time.
I really had no idea what to expect. And so then once we did it, I was like, oh, wow, this is kind of just weird and different. I've never done something like this.
Yeah.
And then it was really fun. We were having a good time and giving each other a hard time, and it was good.
If you go to TripAdvisor and then you put in the city of Dallas, this is the number one fun thing to do
right now
in Dallas.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Man, could you imagine doing it with a significant other? If it was just you and a significant other? I mean,
no.
It would either...
The guy told us, he said a woman brought a man there for the first date.
Oh.
But she said it taught her a lot about him in a short amount of time, how he deals with pressure, stress, whether or not he listens to her opinion on certain things, how he would treat her in a relationship. She said, I learned more in that 1 hour on a first date. So I see that.
And you wouldn't like 3 months.
I would probably not personally, because I wouldn't want a man to see how I act in situations like that.
Yeah.
That would shoot me in the foot.
He also told us that they brought a group of applicants for a job at the airport. I forget what it was. But they told them that they were just bringing them there to see if they could bond and get together. But in actuality, the employer was looking at the film to see who was actually involved in trying to get the stuff done.
Who's the go-getter?
Who would be kind of laying back.
That'd be a hard job audition.
Yeah. Shannon,
sometimes the one laying back thinking is not the ones in there with their hands.
Right.
Just trying everything. They're sitting back and surveying the situation.
That's fine.
We're talking about Escape Expert.
Yeah, we did that.
And we had
outing.
1 hour to get out of this room as a company outing. So do we have the results?
Yeah, Shannon, who would you say was the weak link in the girls group?
I would say probably...
Must be Kelly.
Do you really
I think
want me to say names?
I would like to know.
You can go ahead and say
it's
me.
A question.
I don't care.
Was it Kelly?
Yes, Kelly.
There you go. I'll accept it.
Let's just make her day worse. Kelly.
I accept it. That's fine. Just put it on me. I don't care.
You weren't the weak link.
I can't
say call out anybody.
Some poor defenseless person who can't come in here and defend themselves.
That's not fair. What if she picks some random person
so it's not me?
The good answer would have been nobody. Everybody did a good amount of work.
Oh, yeah. Then that one. That's
right?
What I pick.
Right, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Nick, you have the results.
I do.
Weak link, Mister. Throw somebody under the bus.
I don't think we did.
Okay,
I think
whatever.
Not really. I can't think of one
over there.
It might have been me.
You were doing stuff.
I was trying, but I wasn't good at it. I liked it. I just wasn't.
I don't like doing stuff I'm not good at. I mean, that's just the truth.
But
I don't
like doing stuff I'm not good at. People like the moral support is great,
right?
To keep the spirits up.
Yeah, Nick was kind of smiling. Was there? Do you think there was a weak link?
I think it may have been me. I was kind of quiet. Yeah, I was. I just kind of stood back because there are some really good problem solvers on our team. So I kind of stood back and let them do a lot of it because I know that, like Kelly, I'm not great at that. So
you unlocked some locks though.
I did. I stood by the lock, so people would yell out a code, and I would just do locks the whole time.
And now I know that social media director Russ Face Francis has done this before.
He did a different room.
Oh.
He did a different room.
Yeah, they have five or six different rooms, so he had never done this one before. So this one was new to him.
We were hoping that it would help us, but when we walked in and his reaction was, oh, whoa. We were like, okay, we're in trouble.
Back
but
I got square one.
I got the results. You ready?
We're ready for the results.
Okay. All right. Here we go. The girls.
I think I know.
Do those shorts come in my size, boxer briefs?
Oh, yeah, the girls. There's a
punishment?
Yeah, the punishment is whoever lost has to go work at the new restaurant, Tallywhackers.
I'm glad it's
like male.
I'm glad Kelly and I have to take the loss.
The male version of Hooters.
In case.
Yeah. All right.
So we're trying to see who finished the room fastest. Okay?
Yes. Right.
The girls, 66 minutes, 4 seconds. The guys, 57 minutes, 16 seconds.
Oh. Yeah. Boom. And the man room goes crazy and wild.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Hold on.
Stuff.
George, you can't celebrate because you left.
He left?
He had a meeting.
He had to leave. He's on the Save the Show committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to go meet with the big bosses.
He's on the Save the Show committee.
A big bosses meeting. I got to talk to the big bosses.
Hey, boss got
to
leave. Boss got to leave.
Can't hang out with the little people and do cool missions.
Boss has to leave.
All right.
So there you go, Kelly.
This place is called Escape Expert.
So be sure to catch Kelly Raspberry and I at Tallywhackers.
I know that's why you're going.
Serving you guys sausages or whatever.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Me too.
And then we got to get to the game.
All right, let's do it.
Two game.
Come on now.
Well, good job. Everybody finished the room. That's good.
No, we didn't. They extended the time for us. We lost.
I'm going to try to look at the right side. All right. Let's meet Carrie LeBret. Or LeBret.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie. Is it LeBret or LeBret?
Well, you can say either. I pretty much respond to anything.
Well, what is
it,
we
want to say the right way.
Carrie or Kari?
It's Carrie.
Carrie?
Carrie.
LeBret.
Okay. LeBret. Yeah. All right. Yeah. LeBret. There you go.
There you go.
Hey, we got your name right now. What are you doing right now at work?
I just left work. I worked the night shift last night.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Where do you work?
I work at a pediatric hospital. I'm a nurse.
Wow. Oh.
Nurse doing
lovely
God's work.
Work.
Yep. Busy night last night or not really?
I did have a busy night last night, yes. It was pretty one thing after another. Mm. Just
kids,
how it always is.
Kids like to get sick at night.
Yeah. They don't care what time it is. They don't care what time it is.
I had a patient once ask me, am I waking you up every time I call you in? And I said, I don't get to sleep when I'm here, sorry.
I'm sorry. Well, let's try to win you some money on your way home, okay?
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
All right. Do you know the rules?
I do know the rule.
All right, we're going to lock you in the vault. You're going to hear numbers thrown at you by the banker. When you hear the one you like, say stop. Make sure you try to get the highest one, because if it closes on you and you gamble too far, you're going to get nothing, okay, if that closes on you.
Okay.
Got it. Right. Carrie?
Yes.
All right, Carrie, let's play.
Beat the bank.
She's excited.
190.
All right.
240. 260. 430.
Stop.
Oh,
wow, girl.
430.
Okay. You surprised Kelly.
I wasn't ready for that.
All right, but you got $430, girl. What are you going to do with that cash?
Well, actually, I just bought tickets yesterday to go to Hawaii, and so that's going to be pretty helpful. I think I'm gonna take some
lessons
or something.
Good for you.
Okay. Well, let's see how much more help you could have gotten.
Oh, okay.
just for fun, Carrie, just to see how high it goes. Let's see.
520. 580. 600.
Oh, I know.
It hurts.
It gets painful.
Once it hits six, it hurts.
810.
Oh,
wow. You had a misplaced feeling.
Yeah, this is it. Oh! Maybe not.
Hey, you still got $430, Carrie.
That is $430 I did not have. Exactly.
I'll at least get you a couple of grass skirts in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Maybe a layer or two. I don't know.
Well, you enjoy your trip to Hawaii, okay, Carrie?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Hold on for us. We'll get you your money.
You still get laid as soon as you get off the plane in Hawaii?
I didn't have that happen.
You didn't get...
It's not like the episode of the Brady Bunch.
Oh, really?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I didn't.
Never?
I didn't get laid.
Sometimes when you get to the hotel, depending on how much you pay for that. Because it's like you have to pay extra for that ceremony.
Like the fancier the hotel, then they give you a drink and a lay. Yeah.
Oh, you gotta pay to get laid?
I didn't get laid or a roast pig.
Well, you have to take the luau, and luau's ain't cheap.
No.
Yeah, those are expensive.
We wanted to do that experience, too.
How cool you guys have been to Hawaii and
I
stuff.
Must be nice.
Took me to see Pearl Harbor.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.